Octavian remained in Rome, but Antony went to Egypt to be near Cleopatra, with whom he too had fallen in love, as seems to have been the habit of Roman generals. A war broke out between the two. In the Battle of Actium, Octavian defeated Antony. Antony killed himself, and Cleopatra was left alone to face the enemy. She tried very hard to make Octavian her third Roman conquest. When she saw that she could make no impression upon this very proud aristocrat, she killed herself, and Egypt became a Roman province. As for Octavian, he was a very wise young man, and he did not repeat the mistake of his famous uncle. He knew how people will shy at words. He was very modest in his demands when he returned to Rome. He did not want to be a dictator. He would be entirely satisfied with the title of the Honorable. But when the Senate, a few years later, addressed him as Augustus, the Illustrious, he did not object, and a few years later the man in the street called him Caesar or Kaiser, while the soldiers, accustomed to regard Octavian as their commander-in-chief, referred to him as the chief, the imperator, or emperor. The republic had become an empire, but the average Roman was hardly aware of the fact. In 14 AD, his position as the absolute ruler of the Roman people had become so well established that he was made an object of that divine worship which hitherto had been reserved for the gods. And his successors were true emperors, the absolute rulers of the greatest empire the world has ever seen.